door is closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Happy's mom, and you're listening to Happy Hour.
Welcome back to Happy Hour. Mm-hmm. With Ryan Happy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Happy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Happy, happy, happy. This is Happy Hour with Happy.
Always going in, never doubt it, never worry about the dollar. No. Need a source or trending topic, yeah. Be the hottest, search about us. Competition, yeah. Microscopic, never copied. I'm at? A giant, rolling weed up, now we flying. Oh. H-O-B-B-E.
Bad, you shouldn't smoke, and alcohol is bad, you shouldn't drink alcohol, and as for drugs, well, marijuana's bad, okay, whoever has the marijuana, just pass it up to the front row.
Excuse me, it's been brought to my attention that a few bad apples out there are smoking marijuana. I've got news for you, my friend, marijuana's illegal, not cool.
All right then.
Right now I am recording on April 19th. 2025 at 1:39 p.m., but I'm assuming you're listening in the future because we get listens every day. So what I'm saying is you're probably listening on 420, and a happy 420 to you and happy Easter. This is Happy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Happy. You can call the show 856-49-HOPPY, and it's 856-494-6773. You can tweet me at Ryan Happy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhappyradio@gmail.com. I'm in an okay mood. I'm really happy. I got some groceries dropped off to my house. And my goodness, that feeling when you get the knock at the door and you realize your food is there. Woohoo! Enough of that. In celebration of this 420, I'm going to be honest with you, allegedly. Even though this is every second of my life, I might be high.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
Oh, jeez.
Today on TMZ.
Okay, well, Drake may want to think about rehab because he has just gotten so whiny. Now going out.
That was a terrible joke, Harvey. Leave it to your crew.
After the Super Bowl.
Well, Drake has added the NFL Super Bowl performance to his UMG lawsuit. He's saying UMG doubled down by including this Not Like Us performance.
It was just so freaking stupid of Drake to sue Kendrick because he's just drawing the fact to everybody that he's a pedophile and he probably was trying to bang Millie Bobby Brown. But if you would have just ignored the song Not Like Us, you know, then you don't give it power. It's kind of like this. I have bad radio hosts that talk crap about me. And you know what I do? I don't respond. Like, I'm responding now, but I'm telling you, I don't respond to people. Drake, you got to ignore people, brah. You got to just go, you know what? Maybe I am a pedophile. But when you reply to it, it becomes a bigger thing, dummy.
For millions to see.
He didn't sue Kendrick. The guy who actually said the words didn't sue him.
What a terrible rap beef when lawyers get involved.
I know.
Bill Maher is firing back at critics who say that he was too soft on Donald Trump.
Yeah, something happened there. I don't know if Bill Maher gave him a mouth hug or whatever, but man, Bill Maher went there like hating Trump, and now he's drinking the Kool-Aid because he's a moron and a sellout. With the credibility of the crap in my cat's litter, man, there is nothing I like about Bill Maher.
And are criticizing Bill Maher's comments that Donald Trump is actually a different person in private than the person we see in the outside world.
They wanted to hear that he was the same monster that...
He's a nice guy when you talk to him. We saw it with the podcast interviews. You got duped, dude. Dummy.
they see in public.
And you're the same one that was critiquing all the fucking millennial podcasts that were interviewing him, saying that they were falling for his crap. And then you fell for his crap because you're an idiot, dude.
And he wasn't.
He's right that in private, Trump can be charming. He can laugh.
Duh, he's a con man.
But that's just a skill that people can develop. That doesn't mean he's not the person that we see publicly, too.
Yes.
It's all wrapped up in one.
Shelly Ann Fraser-Pryce is one of the greatest female sprinters to ever step foot on.
She's got a nice-ass body going on.
The track. Well, her little son had a sports day or field day at school. At this field day, the parents also compete.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
She's in blue.
Oh, my God.
She's like first in line. Wow, it's like, hey, look at me. I used to be somebody.
Billy McFarland, the organizer of Firefest and Firefest 2, is now admitting what we knew 10 days ago, that Firefest 2 is not going to happen.
Duh. When he said he didn't have any artists there, you kind of knew it was true, that it was not real.
And he says this is all because the Mexican government stole their money.
He's just such a terrible person. He literally brings nothing good to this planet. You know how there's just scumbags? Sometimes they're in radio, sometimes they're in business, and they just don't contribute any goodness to the world.
This is a scam. He has gigantic balls. He says he has video with the Mexican government official.
And they're like, who are you?
Talking about fire.
You're the stupid American.
Fest 2.
Would you go on the Titanic 2?
All right, there you go. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Here is a comedy bit from 20 years ago. The Xbox 420, not Xbox 360. To all the kids out there that were born after 06, which is frightening. I feel like 06 is the last year people were born. It's weird. There was something called the Xbox 360, and right here is the Xbox 420.
Dude, were you going to purchase Microsoft's Xbox 360 but found out the enormous cost would leave you without any money for pot?
Yeah.
Well, now the people at Hemp Electronics can fulfill your stoner needs with a brand new state-of-the-art game console that comes with its own stash of giggle weed. It's the Xbox 420. That's right. Inside each Xbox 420 console, there's a dime bag of kick-ass Colombian. Just plug in the console, fire up the controller that also doubles as a bong, and within minutes you'll be laughing hysterically at Mega Man and Madden 2006. Call our toll-free line right now and order your Xbox 420 game console, and we'll throw in a king-size bag of Doritos. If there's no answer, dude, try again tomorrow, because our operators are so high they often forget to show up for their shift.
Dude, what's up with this medicinal marijuana? It's like the pain in my wrist is gone, but I'm not catching a buzz.
Oh,
yeah, man, it's like new. Now you can relieve your pain without the annoying side effects of being high.
This is so 2011 here.
That's like the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Why don't they leave in the high part and take out the painkiller? Man, I don't know. I'm not a licensed physician dispensing life-saving pharmaceuticals for the purpose of pain management.
Dude, what you just said made perfect sense.
Damn this new non-high get medical marijuana!
Introducing all new medical marijuana. Now without the annoying side effects of being high.
Might as well just smoke an aspirin. Man, I got some Cambodian Tylenol. Roll it.
Ah, oh, man, this is going to be a freaking doozy of a show, okay? Coming up, we have absolutely so much to get into. Khloe Kardashian, Post Malone, the chocolate Easter bunny debate, and much more. Just the important discussions. Essentially on this 420.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Yeah. Niggas don't know how hard it fucking took.
how hard the fuck it took me to get here. Even to fucking record this song, it's like shit was going against me. You think I give a fuck about none of that shit? Hell no, man. I'm a G. Girl.
Run up on a nigga like pop. Them shots fire. Them shots fire. Yeah, them shots fire. Run up on a nigga and he drop. That's a man down.
Man down.
That's a man down.
Yeah,
that's a man down.
Yeah.
Run up on a nigga like pop. Them shots fire. Them shots fire. Yeah, them shots fire. Run up on a nigga, then he drop. That's a man down. That's a man down. Yeah. That's a man down.
They call me Swizzy, nigga.
I'm Swizzy.
Cause that's my nickname. I mark this rap game and call that shit Sting. These lames ain't shit, nigga.
Ain't shit.
Although they shit lame. I'm saying fuck these hoes. And then your bitch came. But I might get her name.
Yeah.
I know she'll let me.
I know.
And we can kick it, girl.
Yeah.
And call that Jet Li. I'll beat that pussy up. That's what's my bet, G. And now I gave her another reason to say nobody hit it like this. Ill type of shows, ill type of clothes, ill type of ass ring, ill type of hoes. Tell all my haters go on, maybe speaking. If they ain't learned my ill type of flows, ill type of grind. Money on my mind, you can find me in the lab working like overtime. Nobody ever hit the track like me. Shed on the beat and you know that's heat, nigga.
Run up on a nigga like pop. Them shots fire. Them shots fat, yeah, them shots fat. Run up on a nigga and he drop. That's a man down. That's a man down. Yeah, that's a man down. Run up on a nigga like pop. Them shots fat. Them shots fat, yeah, them shots fat. Run up on a nigga and he drop.
Yeah.
That's a man down. That's a man down. Yeah, that's a man down.
Funny how friendship often turn to hatred. When they see you doing bad, they won't help you make
they
it
won't.
I don't leave my life to chance. I go out and take
I
it
do.
That's why I gotta make it. That's why I gotta make
I
it
do.
All my haters get no recognition.
I can see your
I remember when niggas ain't had no pot to piss in. My opposition is usually fucking optimistic, but that can't help them when hollow tips leaving bodies missing.
Run up on a nigga like pop.
Oh, sure.
Them shots fat.
I got it.
Shots fat. Yeah, them shots fat. Run up on a nigga and he drop. That's a man down. That's a man down. Yeah, that's a man down. Run up on a nigga like pop.
Oh, sure.
Them shots fire.
I got it.
Them shots fire. Yeah, them shots fire. Run up on a nigga and he drop. That's a man down. That's a man down. Yeah, that's a man down.
Water.
Live life good, baby.
Water.
Fuck all your haters, eh?
What up, Calton Dizzy?
I'm screaming, fuck all mine.
Oh, just
nigga, shit. Shad, we gotta shine, you feel me?
Dizzy is a bitch!
And that's how you kill it.
Oh, just
that's how you do it. If you didn't know.
Nigga. Bitch!
Oh, just
STP, nigga. Remember that fucking
suck a dick.
Post Malone's ex is taking him to court. The singer's former fiance, He-sung Jamie Park, has filed a petition for
she just seems like a terrible person, by the way.
Full physical custody of their 2-year-old daughter, according to legal documents obtained by E! News. Park also requests that
E! News loves telling you they obtained it.
to legal documents obtained by E! News. Park also requests that she and the celeb, whose real name is Austin Richard Post,
I'd call myself Post Malone too if that was my name,
share joint legal custody of the toddler, who is simply referred to by the initials DDP in the docs, and that he be given visitation rights per the April 16th filing.
Got it.
E! News has reached out to both.
They reached out for comment, didn't hear back, whatever. So friggin' predictable. We get your game, E! News. You reach out. You try to do your thing, and they don't ever reach back. That might be a you problem, E! News. You ever think about that? I don't know. I saw this and I was like, is this the Onion or no? This is real. Jelly Roll has pooped his pants on stage before. I'm debating if I want to tell my poop story.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
I pooped myself one time.
Jelly Roll gets TMI with Jennifer Hudson when he admits that, yep, he shit himself on stage once. The celeb, who is set to headline the 2025 Stagecoach Festival April 26th, reveals his most embarrassing moment on the Oscar winner's talk show, and it's a doozy about Dookie.
I pooped myself one time.
Hey!
I did. I'm sorry.
Turns out
I'm sorry. I was like vomiting everywhere from all the cutting I did.
Out Jelly gambled and lost with his bodily functions, and
this is all funny news report.
He's worried his confession is definitely not okay with the audience.
Listen, it was what they call a I didn't know.
Oh, Jelly Roll, you're so freaking trashy, man.
I was confident it was all there. It was not.
Well, they say never trust one.
I'm so sorry.
Never
I watched this crowd go.
Let the guy talk. Jesus Christ, there's mutants.
Loving me to just being completely out. Just completely out.
That's,
I blew it.
That's why we love.
She's like, I didn't expect this time.
I'm right there.
And I overshared again.
And that's not.
That's the perfect way to describe it, but.
And I overshared again.
Yeah, man. Tell us about what she's like in bed, Bunny XO. Could you imagine if he was like, oh, yeah, she has his teeth and never shuts up. Careful what you say, bud.
And that's not the only health matter the singer has been really transparent about, as he's also publicly discussed his weight loss journey.
Yeah, you know, that causes them to crap a lot.
In fact, he recently shared that he's officially shed nearly 200 pounds since beginning his body transformation. Mm. He said on the April 9th episode of the Pat McAfee Show,
Pat McAfee, all right, I'm not. Pat McAfee, these fucking reporters are so fucking stupid. Listen, I have a 95 IQ, okay? I'm average. Well, my God, I don't want to pronounce last names.
Ninth episode of the Pat McAfee Show.
Ed News. That'd be like, hey, I'm listening to Ed News right now. Ed News. TMZ. Not TMZ. TMZ. God. Idiots. Freaking idiots, man. I don't know why it gets me so mad. It's really not that big of a deal. But I do also have a stutter, so I don't know. It's just freaking weird out there. It's like, don't you want to like double check the last name? I don't know. Hey, you know, I'm the one doing the podcast. She's the one reporting over at E! News. So maybe I just haven't made it to her stature yet. You know what I mean? Jelly bean.
The waves of fame. Tune it up, the volume, dial it right. Hoppy's voice, that's the highlight.
Oh, thank you.
Tampa Bay news with a twist so bold.
I got it.
Meridian sunshine dipped in gold.
Oh, thank you.
Ryan Hoppy's got the scoop with flair. Gators on golf courses, you better beware. From Busch Gardens to that crazy traffic maze. Every story's got that Florida glaze.
Oh, geez.
Tampa Bay tales hot on the air.
856.
Crazy head.
49 Hobby. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hobby Radio.
Hoppy,
you can always email me, ryanhobbyradio@gmail.com. Since I do record from Tampa, I like to make it be one of those things where I talk about Tampa things.
Jams on the bay.
And the stuff here is hilarious.
The highway.
Whatever, enough of that. All right, there's this.
A Bartow High School head football coach is in jail. The sheriff says he was trying to groom a 16-year-old student.
Death penalty. I've always said that if you were touched as a kid and then you become a pedophile, that you should be put into an electric chair and just shocked to death. And here's why I say that. I know that sounds kind of shocking. Like, oh, Hoppy, you're just saying that. No, you can never fix that. Unfortunately, if you're a pedophile, that's what you're into. It usually happened to them and there's no fixing it. And they act up, they go to prison for 7 years, they act up, they go to prison, it's just, it's no good.
He's also made inappropriate comments to at least two other girls.
Of course he did.
An investigation of 31-year-old coach Tyler Eden began on...
He's probably watching like the porn on like Spank Bang or whatever. If you put in his ID, I go on, you just... He's probably using one of those websites where he's like watching Bang and student porn. You know, the one where the student looks like she's 29 and the teacher's like 40. She's like, oh my God, I need help with my homework.
Eden began on April 2nd after the girl's parent reported him.
He violated all the morals and all.
Here's Grady Judd in front of a freaking camera. Look at me. Look at me. Everyone got so mad at YouTube on YouTube when I posted the video at Ryan Hoppy Radio about the Grady Judd video I did. Everybody got so mad because Grady Judd is just, hey, look at me. I'm a cop. I bust pedophiles. I'm in front of a camera. Look at me. I'm helping out the poor. Look at him. Shut up. Shut up.
All the ethics of our community and the laws.
All right. Enough of him. People got so mad at me on YouTube. He has more credibility than you. No. Anything is more credible than a cop.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
Kill the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
It is 420 Easter weekend, so here's DJ Unk with Every Day My Weekend.
Freaking. You blame it, make you rain, but drop. Leave your leak.
Okay.
Nigga, I'm just light skinned. I ain't Puerto Rican.
No.
Michael Jackson, PC. My eyes feel like it's Christmas. Yeah. But I'm amazing. Come out with Caucasian. Bitch, I'm the bomb, so they think that I'm a rabid.
Yeah, I'm talking like the Taliban. Tools from Afghanistan.
Yeah. My car sits so hard. Don't stop, no, bitch, I land. And all this ain't juice, man. But I'm on that juice, man. Give me 5 bottles of that goose, I get a loose, man.
For real, baby, you playin'. Do that on a handstand.
I do this shit every day.
Ballin's in my plan.
Yeah, ballin', that's my 9 to 5. Me and Scruffy, you alive. You don't want this kind of beat. You will get Kentucky now. I'm Hearses to be verses, nigga. You just sweet like Hershey's. Moving in between your girl thighs. Big surprise.
Hey. Every day my weekend. I'm and
like a motherfucker. Friday we at Figure 8, you know I fuck with Bush.
Yes,
overdosing on the strong, rolling quarters of the Kush. Club Miami Saturday, girls the baddest in my book. I just walk right on in while you lame niggas look. Hey, even on a Sunday, I don't take a day. Y'all with Club Atlanta Station and my nigga Q ain't it low. Chickens see the insides, first they take their shirt off. Second, when they hear our songs, then they take their skirts off. Third, she gon' serve a mouth stick her tongue out. 4 hours later, fucked us all. I was like, wow. Y'all got milk money, bitch, nigga. I'm a cash cow. Every day my weekend, living life on a fast route.
Every day my weekend, and I ball, and I ball every. Every day my weekend, we gon' ball. We gon' ball every.
Happy Hour will be right back.
What up? What's happening? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you and you. And don't think I forgot about you for the next hour. This following segment has been brought to you by Deezy Beezy Honey at DZBZHoney.com. When I tell you it's the best Delta 8 CBD honey around, I'm a man of my word. Comes in the form of a lollipop. Lick the lollipop, the rubber. A honey stick or a jar of honey. However the hell you want to get high, go to DZBZHoney.com and check out. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. This has also been brought to you by Fortify.com. FORTIFEYE.com for the best pre- and post-workout around. At checkout, use promo code Ryan20, okay? FORTIFEYE.com. We're going to come back on Happy Hour and keep this party going after this.
Hello again. It's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammerin' Hank. I may look normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right, it's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and nonverbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activities. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org. This is Hammer and Hank, and I appreciate your kindness.
Doors closing.
Hi, this is Chris Dam from the Two Guys Named Chris Show, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, it's Chris Kelly from the Two Guys Named Chris Show, and you're listening to the Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Boom.
Best podcast going.
What's going on? It's Biggie from the Two Guys Named Chris Show, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, radio listener, it's Kevin Kline from Klein Alley Show on 106.7 K-Rock in Los Angeles. Perhaps you've never heard of us, maybe you have, but who cares? You're listening to Hoppy Hour with my boy, Ryan Hoppy. Good guy, way too tall, definitely a product of incest.
Did you know most morning radio is scripted? Well, Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy is not.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
Oh, sir.
The most listened to radio show.
I got it.
Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Happy hour.
Oh, sure.
Time to laugh with Ryan's power.
I got
it. Be fun and silly jokes. Happy hour loves its folks. Happy hour.
Oh, wow.
Happy hour.
Yeah.
With Ryan Hoppy. Yeah, he's the topper. Grab your drinks and join the crew.
Crazy.
Just for you.
Happy 4 motherfucking 20.
Let the hoppy fun begin.
Happy
hour. Happy hour. With Ryan Hoppy. Laughs are never sloppy. Got your popcorn, got your drink, turn it up and dump your blink.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet to me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Ryan Hoppy's here for you.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Fong
responded to the Wall Street Journal's recent article about the Tesla CEO's 13 children and their mothers. Tiffany Fong is addressing speculation about her relationship with Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
On April 15th, the Wall Street Journal published an article alleging that the SpaceX founder once asked the influencer if she was interested in conceiving children with him.
Oh, yeah, you know he's still freaking awkward about it.
Though the two had never met. Days later.
That's kind of weird, bro. But this just in, Elon's a loser!
Later, Fong, 31, took to X to respond to
she's freaking cute, though.
The piece and deny any claims that she spoke to the outlet. For the record, I did not feed this story to WSJ or any other outlet and explicitly asked not to be included when I was contacted for comment. If you're waiting for me to comment publicly, it's not going to happen. Thanks, she wrote on Thursday.
Thanks!
She previously addressed rumors about her relationship with Musk, 53, in February, when she posted a screenshot of a Daily Mail article on her Instagram. The headline read, "Glamorous influencer forced to deny fake rumors she's carrying Elon Musk's baby, too," and she added, overlaying to explain her side.
Mm.
"Insane that I need to announce I am not pregnant," Fong said.
Yeah, you know, she's too good for him, so whatever. Let's lighten up the mood a little bit and not talk about deadbeat dads. Here's a legendary Jay Leno joke about weed.
Scientists say they have developed a strain of marijuana that does not get you high. People call this the dumbest invention since non-alcoholic beer, okay? Well, I love this story. I love this story. You may have seen this today. Now that marijuana is legal in Colorado, Colorado officials say there's a severe shortage. They're going to run out. Isn't that unbelievable? I mean, for the last 50 years, people in this country could get marijuana whenever they wanted. As soon as the government gets involved, there's a shortage. Isn't that unbelievable?
I miss Jay Leno. He's just such a douchebag. You know what I mean? In kind of like a good way. You look at Jay Leno, he's a good guy, but he's always driving around LA. Like, look at me. Look at me. Look at me driving around in my nice car. I mean, that's good for him. I'm glad Jay Leno has nice cars, but he's always going down like Beverly Hills Avenue or whatever the road is. Beverly Hills, that's where I want to be. He's always going down in one of those cars. It's like, look at me. Look at me.
Mm.
But hey, he's successful.
Now for those who will be celebrating the egg sighting holiday this weekend, or maybe marshmallows, or maybe potatoes, whatever your food of choice is, from the all-important Easter candy to the holiday feast, we're breaking down all by the numbers, and who better to help us out than business and data correspondent Brian Chung himself.
Breaking it down with me, Chung.
$1 for every egg-related pun.
I know.
We would have like a whole bank.
There's so many. They're so fun. Okay, so some...
All right, I can't listen to this. Plus, that Kennedy girl's there. She's so freaking annoying. I don't know what it is about that Kennedy VJ. You know, she's the VJ to be around. You know what I'm talking about? The girl is a little before my time. She was on MTV, I believe. It was like a video journalist, whatever the VJ was, the video jockey or whatever. And now she's on Fox News, and she's just insufferable.
Beyonce's birth certificate has the beehive buzzing. The singer recently released her Cowboy Carter art book with images inspired by her latest country-inspired album. And what was inside? A photo of her Texas birth certificate, which provided a shocking revelation to her fans.
What?
While some of the information was blurred out, the time of her birth was visible for all to see. 9:47 p.m. on September 4th, 1981.
Yeah, she looks freaking good for her age.
This came as a surprise to astrologically inclined fans, and they quickly began working to figure out her exact zodiac place.
Yeah, they're all losers. If a Beyonce announces when her birthday is, and then everyone's like, oh my God, we must find out what her astrological sign is. You're a loser.
One comment on eggs pointed out what many others noticed, sharing, oh, the astrology girls are going to have a field day with this.
Whatever, man. What frickin' ever. Happy 420 Day Show.
Now available at the Herbal.
Bud, herb tree, green, Mary Jane, cannabis, grass, pot, dank, chronic joint, dope, chiba, sticky, icky, sensimilla, hashish, ganja, twig, torch, reefer seeds, root earth roach, Rasta stick, sweet Lucy, Swazi stem, spliff and skunkweed, fatty puff, Texas tea, Maui wowie and leaf, humbled hop, scash homegrown, righteous bush, smoke a bowl, buzz doobie, Panama red, one hitter or bong instead, hydroponic THC.
Oh jeez,
getting high on 420.
And here's one for my Canadian listeners. Please don't hate us, guys. We're not all Trump supporters.
Oh, cannabis, it's legal in our land. True chronic love, your mind you can expand. With growing plants and bloodshot eyes, the great white north is green. It's countrywide, oh, cannabis, so toke that wild weed. No longer banned, come smoke a bowl with me. Oh, cannabis, we don't just have hockey. Oh, cannabis, enjoy the THC.
Oh. Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
It's a new day. With your cheek on, I don't know.
Mi amor, ¿a dónde te fuiste? ¿No te das cuenta que te estoy buscando? No me estás escuchando.
Again, I guess I messed up again. Or sped up again, I should have fessed up again. Like Boosie's just a friend and I'm a man, I don't pretend. Why would I waste my time with a 9, I got a 10. When I'm out, I'm working boo. When I'm home, I'm working you. Or fuck the green when you blue, girl. You know how I do. I crack a joke or two, then give you a poke or two. Take us a toke or two, do what I'm supposed to do. Open up doors for you, pull up your chair. I really care, babe, I want you here. I need you right next to me, flex with me, back and forth texting me, more than just sex with me, girl, I need you, you, you in my destiny, deep inside my chest with me, secret on my recipe, girl, I need you, you. And all them things that you do, you keep running away when I'm looking for you.
In the blood, sweat, and tears while you build your career. And yeah, I play the back, never in it for the money. Always have my own stacks, never made you feel trapped. Never ever did I slack. If you was going on tour, I would have your bags packed. Listen, and nobody could ever say I'm out there crazy. Whether you was home or gone, I was still your lady. So much more than a woman, I would run them routes. Always right by your side, ready to thug it out. Always showing up in class for what more could you ask? It? If I did the math, I'ma owe you on 5. I put up with your lies and all your little sighs. But my love was so strong, so I held it all inside. And I should have been, I could have been your one and only. But you strayed so many times and you left me lonely.
Oh, Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
My night, I gave you my heart, I gave you my life, I told you my story, I gave you the truth, every bit I had left, Ma, I gave it to you, you told me a secret, I kept it with me, and then I became it effortlessly. I'm hoping you listen, like in the beginning, when we were both wishing to be in the beginning. Days. My life is a book, the words are the page. Do you ever feel a ways when you see me on stage? Do you stand in the maze with your eyes all glazed? Been on my mind all day like little Lilo label. When the high goes away, it's like my mind blows away. But my mind always say, if she love you, she'll return and never be a guy with them. Cause guy with them was never learned.
Where did she go?
Oh yeah, this following segment's been brought to you by the best printing company in all the Bay Area, westchaseprinting.com. When I tell you they are the absolute best, I'm a man of my words. If you go to westchaseprinting.com and on the invoice, tell them I sent you, they will hook you up. Business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need. Go to westchaseprinting.com. This is also being brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. 2700 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. Women's self-defense classes, kids classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need. Go to Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com and tell them I sent you. This is also being brought to you by Rich Kaley Master Barbershop at RichKBarber.com. When I tell you he's the best barber in all the Bay Area, I'm a man of my word. 4545 West Kennedy Boulevard, and that is in Tampa. But you got to sign up. You can't just go, hey, Rich, can I get a haircut? No, you got to go to RichKBarber.com. And when you sign up, you'll save $10. Finally, do you live in Florida or Maryland and you need help with your mental health? Go to counselingoncall.net and tell them I sent you. All right. We're going to cut back an hobby hour. I want to keep this party going. But first, I have two public service announcements.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is that Dizzy is a bitch. And here is the second public service announcement.
Hey, this Saturday of the week of April is the 20th of April, also known as AKA World International Stoner Day of American Stoners. And on this day of the calendar year, those of us believe on this date that the man, quote unquote, shouldn't tell us that we can't smoke a weed that grows like naturally, like in the ground, like organically, like in nature.
It.
And that's why each year we play the bongos and eat cheese doodles to protest the fact that we, you know, we like to have our fingertips be orange and we don't like not like to get high, you know. And the government needs to make it legal in all 52 states because we deserve the right to get married just like everyone else. Later, dudes.
Doors closing.
Now, something completely different.
It's Hoppy.
Happy Hour! Hey, it's Flying Brian from The Freak Show at 105.5 The Beat in Fort Myers, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, this is Roxanne Wilder, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
No nepotism here. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, yeah. What's going on? I'ma tell you. Hoppy Hour's live.
Turn the radio up. It's time for three.
Oh, sure.
Ryan's here with the latest beat.
I got it.
Sex and stars and love so real.
Mm-hmm.
Hoppy Hour hits with a funky feel. It's the gossip train that you're riding on. Ryan's got the scoop from dusk to morn. On this throwback ride, we all belong. Hoppy, hoppy.
856-49 Hoppy.
Got the juice.
856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com.
From crushes to whispers, we're all aware. Every secret told with a naughty flair. Hoppy Hour's live and it's everywhere. Hoppy, 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 it's the hour we crave.
A judge has determined whether Sean Diddy Combs' May trial should be delayed. Combs' trial is set to begin jury selection May 5th, and although the rapper's legal team attempted to push the proceedings forward by 2 months, the judge in the case has denied the request.
Dun, dun, dun.
Stating it was made too close to the trial start date per Reuters.
Awesome. That is a loss for him. Speaking of this freaking loser.
I'm being detained by these guys.
Okay. Oh, James.
I'm trying to walk back.
You really sound stupid when you're drunk. I used to get drunk all the time. Man, looking back on it, you think you're saying all these smart things when you're drunk, but you're a moron.
At the bartender, we were very nice and calm.
You're being detained.
Haley Joel Osment is feeling remorse following his recent arrest.
Yeah, it made him look pretty bad the way he was like anti-Semitic and everything.
Body cam video of the Oscar nominee shows him using an anti-Semitic slur against a police officer after being taken into custody on suspicion of public intoxication at a popular California ski resort on April 8th.
Got it.
I've been kidnapped by a Nazi. I wish you treated me nicer.
Small dick energy is him.
Osment reacted to the incident in a statement of
he'd be perfect for Tampa Morning Radio.
Obtained by People Magazine and indicated that he was previously unaware of what he'd said until he saw the footage.
Oh, geez.
I'm absolutely horrified by my behavior. Had I known I used this disgraceful language in the throes of a blackout, I would have spoken up sooner.
Yeah, they found out that the dash cam footage was released.
He said, adding, the past few months of loss and displacement have broken me down to a very low emotional place.
Come here, it doesn't mean you can be anti-Semitic.
Osment's legal troubles come 3 months after he lost his Altadena, California home. And
yeah, you know it's got to be kind of hard.
The Los Angeles wildfires. The 37-year-old went on to acknowledge that the tragedy, however, doesn't justify his offensive language.
Duh. We all go through crap. Doesn't mean we can be assholes. Lizzo shows off dramatic weight loss in these cheeky lingerie photos. And I will post that on RyanHoppyRadio.com. She looks really good. Bill Belichick and twin flame Jordan Hudson celebrate his 73rd birthday. He's literally more than three times her age. She's 24. He's 73. And I'm going to post some of these pictures on RyanHoppyRadio.com. She is just freaking annoying, man. It's just so fake. It's so fake. And no, it's not. Blah, 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 you're not jealous. It's just so fake. Everything about it. Everything about her stupid personality and her stupid smile. I wouldn't trust her with anything. Another person I wouldn't trust, Michelle Obama flashes her wedding ring after shutting down Obama divorce rumors once and for all, according to Page Six. Yeah, you know, they're freaking out because everyone's catching on to the fact that they're in a loveless relationship. Rory McIlroy's ex pays tribute to Melania Trump as both women have suffered affair rumors. Yeah, there's those rumors going on about that Rory McIlroy is kind of a dog. And the other funny part is Trump's a dog too, but he also is attracted to his daughter. New York City staple Bethany Frankel reveals she's moving to Florida for personal and professional reasons. Oh, thank God! I've been saying this recently. There's two types of New Yorkers that have moved to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they are? The first type is the ones that were pre-COVID that have turned into Florida people that are more together, that are more normal. But there are a lot of people that have moved here since COVID. And all these New Yorkers that move here, they drive like maniacs. They don't have great personalities. They're very loud. Oh, I'm from Chicago. Maybe I'm loud too. Maybe somebody asked me if maybe I don't like New Yorkers because I'm from Chicago. And there very much might be a little bit to that. Just a little bit. Grew up hating the New York Knicks in the household. Hate the Yankees. But that doesn't mean you can be an asswipe in public. You'll know if someone's self-important in public at a coffee shop, if they are, you know, doing that thing that is known as making it about them. Oh, this coffee's cold. Oh, this. Shut up. It's a coffee. I drink it. I think it's time for Hoppy's Hoops.
Mm.
Hey. Yeah.
Yo. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, breaking down the scenes. NBA drama, living out the dreams. Ex-wives wilding, stories about the queens. Dropping knowledge bombs, all in on the schemes. Hoppy's Hoops, man, he knows it all. From scandals to the court, rise and fall. Tune in, now you'll have a ball. Hoppy Hour got that shock and awe.
856, 49 Hoppy. 856, 4946773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And thanks to Sherry, and thanks to Dr. Ron, our listeners around the world that did the workplace check-in. Now, if you're listening at work and you want to film yourself listening and have me post it on my social media, and I'll tag you, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. I know a lot of times people listen to the show on their phone and you have to like film through a laptop. But if you tag me, I'll post it. All right, what the hell's going on with the NBA playoffs? Woohoo!
Hoppy Hoops, man, he knows it all.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
I should probably, you know, do that thing called unmuting a tube.
We were talking about hockey earlier. Now we've got the NBA playoffs getting underway today. ESPN's Malika Andrews joins us from Los Angeles with a look,
what up, baby?
Look at the teams and the players to watch. Malika, good morning. It's always great to see you.
Good morning. It's so great to be back with you, especially because this is the best time of year in the NBA calendar, friends.
Exactly. And we're jumping right into it because last night, of course, we had those play-in tournament winners.
Yep.
Which team really stood out to you?
The Heat.
Yeah, you know, for me, it has to be the Memphis Grizzlies.
No! What about the Heat? The Heat won?
He came into this game, the star of the Grizzlies, playing on an ankle that he had sprained earlier in the week. And that dunk right there told me that he was going to be absolutely fine.
Yeah. Was he doing his little grenade thing?
He had 22 points, 9 rebounds in this incredibly impressive win. Now, the unfortunate part for the Memphis Grizzlies is now they get a date with the best team in basketball, the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh, they can take him down. If you get Ja Morant, do his thing. Anything's possible.
first round.
Desmond Bane.
To the playoffs. But Ja Morant's bounce, his dominance from start to finish of this game, it was absolutely impressive for me. I don't want to overlook the Miami Heat, the first 10 seed ever to make it into the playoffs, but it was the Grizzlies for me here, Whit.
And Malika, let's turn to tonight's games. Los Angeles Lakers versus the Minnesota Timberwolves could easily be a conference finals matchup. What do the Timberwolves need to do to stop the Lakers?
Janae, the confidence that you just had in trivia, that's the confidence that this...
All right, so there's that. And then there is this. Anthony Edwards says he loves being the underdog against the Lakers. I've been an underdog my whole freaking life. And you know what the best part about being an underdog is? If you fail, no one's that hard on you. But if you succeed, everyone's happy for you and you never face pressure.
Send text messages out, call my teammates, meet with them in person, talk to them, you know, because we all got to be on the same page, man. At this point in the season, it don't matter who get 20 points, 30 points. It don't matter if I have 5 points. It don't matter if Julius got 5 points. If some nights it may be Nas get 30.
All right, so there's that. 856-49 Hoppy. Here is Luca talking about, he says he wanted to finish his career in Dallas and says Nico's comments are sad. Here it is. It's Malika Andrews and Luca.
He had this closed door, no cameras meeting with reporters. The reporter said, you didn't believe.
Yeah, Nico's a coward.
That the team that went to the finals last year with Luca as a centerpiece could contend and continue to contend for.
Yeah, why try to contend when you can just leave and lose out in the playoffs? Fuck you, Nico.
Championships. And Nico Harrison said, I'll say this again. Defense wins championships. What do you say to that?
It's just sad the way he's talking right now. I never say anything bad about him. And I just want to move on. The fans, my ex-teammates, always keep it hard. It's time for me to move on from there.
Have you spoken to Nico Harrison?
I love how he said he wants to move on. And then they say, have you spoken to Nico?
And since you left Dallas?
No.
Great journalism. And then here's the story of when Luca found out he was traded.
The souvenir from that night.
Oh yeah, he's still there.
It's his girlfriend comes out with a broken phone.
You hang up the phone the night you're traded and you threw it?
Yes.
Do you have that phone?
Yeah.
You still use that phone?
Yeah, it still works.
LA Laker Luka Doncic. Does that still sound a little bit weird to you?
A little bit. Not much. I'm getting used to it.
Let's go back to the night.
You better get used to that Los Angeles taxes, bud.
That you were traded. Can you just take me through what you did that night?
Well, I was actually in the bed. No. My TV wasn't working, so I was on iPad watching a movie, about to go to sleep. First thing I said, like, probably three times, is April 1st.
What were you feeling in that moment?
Sadness, mostly. I was still in shock, like, crazy shock. And I felt like my heart was broken, honestly.
I've never seen a player have that type of emotion and then be able to turn around and have the game like you did.
45 for Doncic. Luka Lunacy returns here to Dallas.
Honestly, I don't know either.
Where would you rank that in terms of your all-time performances?
I would say top one just because it was so special, you know, with the fans, with teammates, just being there. It was something I never seen in my life, and it was just special, you know, the love between me and the fans.
On your way out of Dallas, some pretty pointed criticisms of you on the floor, off of the floor, even about your body.
I mean, it's painful, depends how you take it. Mostly it came from Dallas, you know, so I just didn't want to talk back. But I don't really read that much stuff, you know, and just trying to focus on my journey.
General Manager Nico Harrison of the Dallas Mavericks, he had this closed door.
All right, so that was in the other clip. This is sad. Greg Popovich suffered a medical emergency at a San Antonio restaurant and was taken into an ambulance. So Greg Popovich definitely needs to retire. And then here's this little dickhead. He literally looks like a dick because he is one. Adam Silver talking about why he didn't block the Luka trade.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Adam Silver went on the Pat McAfee show to explain why he did not block the Luka Doncic trade to the Lakers for Anthony Davis. Here's what he had to say.
Just to clarify, the commissioner doesn't have the right to block a trade other than a trade not conforming to our rules. So, okay. And you alluded to David Stern once blocked a trade, but I get how confusing it was to fans, but he was both the commissioner and the acting owner of the New Orleans franchise at the time.
Got it.
And so,
how was that allowed, by the way?
A trade was recommended to him by the general manager, and he turned down that trade based on what he thought was in the best interest of that franchise.
All right, so there's Adam Silver. He's a freaking loser. All right, we're about to do the Daily Smoke Up. Grab my vape. Especially if you're listening on this 420. Film this. I don't know if I can post that. I got to be careful. 856-49-HOPPY. Grab your vape, your bong, your bowl, your pen, your joint, your blunt, your gravity bong, your oil, whatever the hell you have. I love oil. And let's smoke up, bro. Sounds like I'm doing something else. Oh, yeah.
Live breaking news.
And a new study from Duke University links marijuana use to a decline in intelligence.
Plus, dancing naked in a Vegas hotel room, prostitution, running around an apartment complex, naked,
kissing and hugging a woman on a beach,
skinny dipping,
eating Skittles,
all the chicken nuggets you can eat,
cheesecake and bacon and yes, eclairs,
potty training in the middle of a restaurant,
playing and eating Jello,
downloading and sharing porn.
Woo!
How are you gonna top that?
I'm gonna do that. That's great.
Yeah. Fun.
Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams.
Oh, the happy hour is coming to a close. Radio is fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Oh, life's buzzing, but the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing happy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, a shout out to the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Oh, the happy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing happy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Oh, the happy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Like clockwork to a show. Now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Happy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Line. I'm coming to an end like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hobby jokes and jabs, these are daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind.
Oh, the hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
unfair.
Happy hour.
Happy hour.
RyanHockeyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Happy hour is now over.
Happy hour is now over.
Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night, and God bless America.
Door is closing.
Dizzy is a backstabbing bitch.